Becoming Me. The Journey of Self-Acceptance. A guidebook for adult babies traversing life. Copyright 2018. Dylan Lewis. Dedication. To my wife for her constant love. To Rosalie and Michael Bent, who let the world know that regressive adult babies aren't mad, bad or alone. Foreword. Being an adult baby is not what anyone would choose, if such a choice were even possible. While we can enjoy some of the aspects of being ABDL, the strong desires and unquenchable drive to regress and to become as if we were infants again is uncomfortable, confusing and for many, quite disturbing. But we are not given this choice. It is instead imposed upon us during the misty, unknowable times of our actual infancy, and it leaves us craving a return back to that spot in our history when we were real babies. Nappies so clearly represent the age of infancy, the dependency of infancy, and the security and comfort of infancy. The protection they give us draws us back to the time when we were protected and cared for, regardless of circumstance, a time when it was up to others to care for us. However, somewhere along the line, something went wrong, and the plan that we leave infancy behind, embrace becoming a toddler, expand into teenagers, and finally settle into adulthood, goes awry. We are those teen babies or adult babies for whom the allure of infancy, with all the elements and trappings thereof, become an unquenchable drive and a deep need. Is it any wonder then that our self-image and acceptance of ourselves gets damaged along the way? Are we surprised that those around us, our families, our spouses and friends are not just confused, but sometimes offended by how we act at times, while we have no idea what we have done wrong? Dylan Lewis explores self-acceptance and self-image by addressing who we are inside and the conflicts and failures that have made us who we are. He then leads us on a journey to finding a path back to wholeness. We are adult babies. That will never change, but how we live, breathe, act, and relate to others as babies does and must change. Explore and engage the journey of self-acceptance and understanding of the baby inside, and it won't just be you who is a great deal happier. Michael Bent. 1. Introduction. This book is for adult babies, for whom being an adult baby is a part of their personal identity. That is, it's more than simply an optional extra they can freely live without, and it's more than a fetish, confined exclusively by sexual expression. I am a regressive adult baby. That's the term used by Rosalie and Michael Bent, and it describes adult babies who have a baby persona with feelings and needs that must be recognized and met for the AB to live happily, without distress and disruption. Being an adult baby can often be a roller coaster ride. At its best, there is childlike innocent happiness, wonder and security. The freedom to set aside the oppressive tyranny of potty training or to be comforted by cuddling a beloved soft toy that is more friend and protector than a mere toy. But at its worst, it is biting shame, scourging self-loathing, tormenting doubt, fear of rejection, and compulsive behaviors that tyrannize your life. The difference between these best and worst states is self-acceptance. By self-acceptance, I mean living comfortably with our baby persona and the needs of that baby persona as an integral part of who we are. It is not the pursuit of a cure that would see the baby persona disappear, as that is simply not a possible outcome. Self-acceptance holds many benefits beyond the freedom from negative states and conflicts. It also bestows unique gifts of security, resilience, and creativity. This book is about the depth